to you.
All aboard!
This is the New England Patriots Roster Report Podcast on Patriots.com. The Roster Report Podcast is presented by Sullivan Tire and Bridgestone Tires. Don't know who got cut? We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad? Yep, we know that too. The Sullivan Tire Roster Report is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Friday, June 28th here at Gillette Stadium, and we are back with another Patriots.com Roster Report podcast presented by Sullivan Tire. And as most people know, the moves this week for the Patriots were big. They were newsworthy. They, you know, made headlines on CNN and those types of networks, not just here on the Roster Report podcast.
You might have heard of this one.
Might have heard of this one. On June 26th, shortly after he was arrested, the Patriots released tight end Aaron Hernandez, and I am going to read the statement that they issued with that release. According to my email, it says it went out at 10:22 a.m. that
morning.
About
an hour and a half after we had gotten word.
Aaron Hernandez was arrested and arraigned later that day on murder charges as well as five gun-related issues in connection with the death of Odin Lloyd. A little over a week earlier, whose body was found in North Attleboro, Massachusetts. The Patriots statement said as follows, quote, "A young man was murdered last week, and we extend our sympathies to the family and friends who mourn his loss. Words cannot express the disappointment we feel knowing that one of our players was arrested as a result of this investigation. We realize that law enforcement investigations into this matter are ongoing. We support their efforts and respect the process. At this time, we believe this transaction is simply the right thing to do." End quote. So the Patriots parted ways less than a year after giving Aaron Hernandez a big money contract extension, $40 million potentially, $12 million guaranteed. He would have been entering his fourth NFL season. Was clearly a core of the offense moving forward was the expectation, along with Rob Gronkowski. So, Paul Perillo, we are not here to discuss necessarily the murder and all of that.
No, not at all.
This is about the roster. The Patriots are without a star playmaker in their passing attack at the tight end position. Looking at the roster, what do you see? Where does it go from here?
Well, and also potentially dealing with the loss of Rob Gronkowski, mm-hmm. at least for the start of the season. So, I do think that it's not as dire as maybe some people have portrayed it. It's going to change. Listen, you had two guys that were going to catch 75 or so passes each in Hernandez and Gronkowski. You're going to get nothing from one of them, and you're lucky if you get half that from the other based on his health. So it's going to have to come in different ways. But I do think you have three players with NFL experience. And at the top of that list, I am going to agree with you, is Daniel Fells. I think he's a guy who has played the position at a serviceable level in the league. He did not do a whole lot here last year because of a shin injury that he suffered at some point during the OTAs and really never got on track. But I do think that he's a guy that can help. Jake Ballard coming off the torn ACL, also a guy that can help who has had some production. He looked a little slow and lethargic to me out on the practice field, so I am not necessarily penciling him in for the Gronkowski replacement that a lot of other people are. And also the most versatile, I think, of the bunch is the Who Man. He did a lot of different things. He lined up in the backfield. He lined up out wide. He lined up as an inline blocking tight end. I don't think he excels at any of those things, but he made some plays for them last year. He threw some nice blocks for them as the year went along in the running game. Underrated part of this, Andy, the running game, because I think without Gronkowski out there, people just say, well, you just put other tight ends. Well, he was a big part of the blocking in the running game as well. So huge shoes to fill, but three guys minimum, and there's some other guys in the roster as well. Sudfeld is one that you were really high on, I know. Do you think that he's got a shot here to sort of get into the mix?
I think Sudfeld has a chance. I think he certainly has a chance to catch the ball. He is a different build, obviously, than Hernandez. He's a 6'7 type and 250-plus pounds, but not – he doesn't use those pounds to really block, I don't think, because he's a guy that has an injury history. Now, we'll see him in pads, and I'm intrigued to see what he can be in pads, but basically was 6 years at Nevada, had one productive season, was right. Injured the rest of the time. Very productive season, 45 catches, 8 touchdowns, very good year. Measurables are pretty good. and hands look good. Athleticism looks good in shorts in the OTA workouts. We'll see if he can transition that into contact preseason pads. And first and foremost, just staying healthy. That is the first hurdle for him. Also, the kid out of Clemson, Jones. Is it Brendan?
Brandon.
Brandon Jones.
Is it Jones or Ford?
Ford, excuse me.
Okay.
Yeah, same thing. Jones, Ford. They're very similar common names.
Sorry I teed you up for the other guys.
We'll be competing. And I think, and I don't know where you, I think there's still a chance they could add somebody. We've talked a little bit in recent weeks about veterans who are out there. Dallas Clark, I think, is the most logical guy because of his similarities to Hernandez and the role they've had in the past in their careers, as well as the fact that the Patriots showed some interest in him as recently as last year. And there's other guys, Vasante Shanko, who was here last year, actually went on IR with the designation to return, did, and then was released later. Dave Thomas, the former, not Wendy's, but the former tight end of the Saints and Patriots, the draft pick. There are some names out there that I think would make some sense if this team was looking to add bodies and comfortable bodies at the position. So I don't necessarily think we're done seeing moves with that spot that could change. And you never know. You know, Jake Ballard was added, and that was an injury situation, but there could be a veteran trade, guy who's cut later. You know, that could be a work-in-progress position early this year.
Do you think the offense changes a lot? I mean, I'm not talking about the production, because obviously that changes a lot. But do you think that they get away from the multiple tight end looks that they've had, or do they stick with it?
I think they stick with it. It may be a little bit more predictable. I don't think you're quite as you're not as versatile.
Well, you're not creating the matchup problems.
But even versatility with Gronkowski, first and foremost, he can be the best blocker on the field or the best pass catcher on the field at any time when he's out there. He's not going to be out there at all for some period of time in all likelihood. Hernandez creates matchup problems where he can be the best receiver on the field at any given time. You're not going to have those type of matchups. And, you know, depending on how we see Ballard unfold, he's sort of an unknown. He had 1 year where he was a 38-catch guy.
Yeah.
But, you know, what is he? You know, what is he going to be coming off the injury? What is he going? He's a big blocking guy who also has some success catching. Where does he go? And no one knows. I don't think he knows that post-injury exactly what he's going to be.
It's going to be interesting, and that's one of the things that I'm really going to be looking at as training camp gets started at the end of next month. To see how much the multiple tight end looks. I'm expecting it to stay. I agree with you. I think that
it'll just look different.
Yeah, they're obviously not going to be able to do the same things, but I think you're going to see two tight ends. And one of the reasons
for that. Do you really want to go five wide?
I don't think you have the depth at wide receiver to do anything different. I think you have NFL players at tight end. I'm not sure you do at wide receiver. So for that reason, I think that you stick. And even if you want to run the ball a little bit more often, you're doing that out of a lot of times heavy looks and multiple tight end looks.
But to summarize, Aaron Hernandez, is in jail right now. He is no longer a member of the Patriots. He was released from the team June 26th, shortly after his arrest at his North Attleboro home. He now resides in a Bristol County House of Corrections in my hometown of Dartmouth, Massachusetts. And that is an ongoing investigation. But from a Patriots point of view, he is a part of the history. He's part of the past, and they will move forward as we will do each and every Friday heading towards training camp with another Patriots.com roster report podcast as we figure out how they're filling maybe the void at tight end and some of the other open spots on the roster. Until then, for Paul Perillo, I'm Andy Hart. That's another Patriots.com roster report podcast presented by Sullivan Tire.
Peace out.
This has been the Sullivan Tire Roster Report Podcast from Patriots.com. Bridgestone Tires, available in over 60 Sullivan Tire locations across New England. Visit SullivanTire.com/Bridgestone today.